This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, Glowacki, it's G-L-O-W-A-C-K-I, date of birth 9/15/1988. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Glowacki, who was sent for evaluation and treatment for his chronic kidney disease. He's been stage 3B chronic kidney disease for many years. He actually initially had a congenital bladder abnormality with a posterior urethral valves, and that caused reflux and chronic difficulty emptying the bladder. And then when he was about 8 or 9 years old, he had a bicycle accident where the handlebar ruptured his bladder. And in Ann Arbor, he had to have bladder reconstruction, and a stoma was placed near the umbilicus so that he can self-catheterize. He was having a lot of urinary tract infections, but those have resolved, and he is able to void through his urethra, as well as he self-caths once a day in the morning and instills some gentamicin to prevent UTIs, and that has been working without having any UTIs for several years. He has had significantly higher blood pressure than usual this year because he stopped taking his lisinopril, but he has increased the dose to 30 milligram daily along with his amlodipine 5 milligram daily, and that has been working much better for his blood pressure. It's generally in the 140 over 80 range when he checks at home. He denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, no foul odor, no dysuria, no edema, no dizziness. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, the traumatic rupture of his bladder, recurrent UTIs, the congenital bladder abnormality with posterior urethral valves. Past surgical history, he's had bladder reconstructive surgery as a child in University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and then a stoma was placed for catheterization near the umbilicus area. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is single and works full-time in construction. Family history is significant for cancer. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, in addition to the 30 milligram of lisinopril daily and Norvasc 5 milligram daily, he also uses 30 cc's of liquid gentamicin per bladder irrigation after he self-caths once daily in the morning. For pain medication, he rarely uses it. Usually it is Tylenol if needed. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 172 pounds, pulse 92, and blood pressure left arm sitting large adult cuff is 142 over 82. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. He has a small stoma, completely flat, just below his umbilicus. It is clear and clean. There's some mucus production that is a chronic condition, he reports. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Full sensation and motion are intact. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 31st, 2023. Creatinine is 2.2, estimated GFR 36. His sodium 144, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 21. Albumin is 4.5, calcium 9.5. Hemoglobin I don't have a recent hemoglobin. The last one was done January 7th, 2019. And that was 14.2, normal white count, normal platelets. We have a urinalysis that was done January 14th of 2020, a trace of blood and 100-plus protein. Other creatinine levels, 10, 17, 2022, creatinine 1.9, estimated GFR 41. January 7th, 2019, creatinine 2, GFR 39. 11/26 of 18, creatinine 2.1, GFR 37. 9/15 of 2015, creatinine 2.2, estimated GFR is 36. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary to his posterior urethral valve, congenital bladder abnormality, and the traumatic rupture of his bladder requiring bladder reconstruction and stoma for catheterization, also the recurrent UTIs, and hypertension, which has improved control with the increased dose of lisinopril. We are scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that's going to be June 28th in Alma. We've also asked him to repeat labs in June, and we will check a voided urinalysis and a CBC in addition to renal chemistries. We've asked him to follow a low-sodium diet and watch caffeine consumption. We would like labs every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.